In this episode, we're going to hear from five individuals who work for the National Park Service and their creepy and strange encounters while on the job. This first account comes from Tim, who worked at Hot Springs National Park in the late 90s. He had a very strange encounter while working at night. Here's his account. I was working the night shift at the ranger station. I worked at a small park called Hot Springs National Park in Arkansas. And while we were quite busy during the warmer months, the colder ones really had no tourists or hikers. Because of that, I was left to tend to the station alone most nights in the winter, something I actually enjoyed. I was at my desk with a fresh cup of coffee, going over some paperwork from the previous day. It was a dark night, and the lamp was the only thing that lit the main floor of our wooden station. It was the 90s, so we didn't have an upgrade yet at the station. It was pretty cold in there, so I decided to grab some firewood from the pile out front and use the fireplace. I dropped everything and ran outside. Outside was pitch black. I could see the faint stars, but that's about it. There were no sounds other than my radio playing from inside, some classic rock, of course. There was an occasional passing of a car on the highway off in the distance. And a small stream ran behind our station, and the runoff from that made splashing noises here and there. I ignored all of this and began picking up the firewood as quickly as I could because the night air was very cold. As I headed back towards the front door of the station, I thought I heard someone run across the floor inside. That was impossible, I thought. I was completely alone in that station and could even see the loft upstairs when I was inside. There's no way anyone got in and hid in there at any point. I headed through the door straight to the fireplace. My back turned to the rest of the room. As I reached for the first piece of wood, I felt this small, cold hand reach down my back and push me forward. I turned around to look, thinking that someone might be there, but sure enough, it was nothing. I continued piling the wood when the hand touched me again, this time my cheek. I jumped up and turned to my right, but again, nobody was there. That's when I heard these footsteps running across the floor to the loft, and then the loft ladder came crashing down onto the floor. I stood up quick and looked around the station, and it was completely silent. You could hear a pin drop. I began to head towards the ladder, and I propped it back up to access the loft. I went into panic mode now, but still didn't want to believe that someone or something was in the station with me. I looked around again, still nothing. That's when I started to climb the ladder and I decided to have a look up in the loft. I kept my radio on and began to ascend the ladder, praying nothing would knock me down. I looked up in the loft and there was nothing there. The rest of my shift, I never felt or heard anything else strange. But over the next 3 years that I worked there, I had several of those same experiences. This next account comes from Rohan, who encountered something his friends warned him about while working at the Pine Barrens in 2012. Here's what he had to say. I worked at the ranger station in the Pine Barrens of New Jersey back in 2012. Of course, my friends would always remind me of the lore that went with the area, especially surrounding the Jersey Devil. I wasn't one for superstition, so I really didn't pay any mind, even back in school as a kid. Sure, the stories were scary, but to me there was no proof, so I couldn't believe in it. I was working the night shift one evening, and I had just settled in to watch a movie on my computer. I got some work done and decided it was time for my usual break and dinner, if you could call it that, at 9 p.m., We usually didn't have a ton of people here in the spring. Everyone wanted to come in the fall when it was all spooky, so I wasn't really watching out for much that night. I ate and watched a film in peace and quiet, but around 11:30 everything changed. I heard a loud noise come from outside, followed by what would be wings flapping. It was like something crashing into a tree or one of the dumpsters outside, and then decided to try to fly away right after it. I went outside to have a look. I regretted opening the front door. When I saw him from afar, my first thought was that it had to be some sort of large bird, and he was thrashing around, obviously hurting from whatever he crashed into. He seemed disheveled, fur and feathers both on his body. I inched closer, and that's when it took notice of me. It stopped thrashing and stood on its short hind legs. Its red eyes stared through me as its serpent-like tongue came out to lick its lips. It opened its wingspan as if it were threatening me. I couldn't move. I didn't want to run and make it angry, but I had no idea what this thing was. It started walking towards me, its wingspan longer than its body. That's when I ran in and slammed the door behind me. The creature seemed angered by this, moving its head back and forth as if it was looking for another way in. It was like a hideous bat with this scrunched up snout, but it felt like I was looking at a small dragon. At that point, I ran back to my desk and I grabbed my rifle where I had it locked up. When he saw the rifle in the window, he backed off a little bit, but still flapped his wings like he was trying to get me more afraid. I don't know if he thought that that would make me open the door, but I didn't move. Out of frustration, the creature fell right to the window, but you could tell that it hurt itself again as it stumbled back. It stared at me one last time and then took off flying towards the sky. On the window, there were marks from the saliva and mud on its face. I spent the rest of my shift sitting there staring out the window until I fell asleep. When I woke up, my partner had come in for his shift at about 7 in the morning and was asking me what was on the window. I tried to explain to him that I saw this creature, but he laughed it off, saying that everyone thinks that they see that creature around the Pine Barrens. The only people who believed me were my friends. After that encounter, I never doubted them again. This next account comes from Randy, who had two close calls within 15 minutes of each other. Here's what he had to say. I was out on patrol and it was a very clear night at Harriman State Park in Bear Mountain. It was right before the pandemic, but this place was already a ghost town because of the season. The park was huge, so I had to take a section every night. There were several of us patrolling with our radios. It had snowed that day, so the roads were covered with ice and snow. So I was driving slowly because of this, not really exceeding 20 miles per hour. My radio had been acting up all evening, so I really wasn't able to communicate with dispatch. It was very spotty. I passed one of the trails as I drove, and I noticed movement from one of the bushes alongside the road. I prepared for a deer running out by stopping my car and waiting, and then my radio came back to life. Dispatch told me that they were getting reports from people who said that they saw something walking on two legs near another trailhead, which was about 3 miles away from where I was patrolling. Now, being alone in the woods at night always gives me a slight adrenaline rush. But then after hearing this report, it made me a little nervous and I began to wonder what would be crossing in front of me. And why was it taking its time? Then suddenly, this bear comes out in front of me and it looked angry. I noticed in my headlight that it had this giant scratch mark on its back. This was a pretty big black bear, so I was wondering what would leave that type of scratch mark on it. I sat in the car for a few minutes and just watched this bear as it slowly crossed the road. I got ready to put the car in drive when another movement came from the same spot that the bear jumped out from. And that's when my radio began making these odd noises. Out of the bush and into the road came this large, dark figure. It was taller than the bear had been. This definitely wasn't a bear because this thing walked on 2 feet, and its shoulders were so much wider than any bear that I've ever seen. This creature got to the road and stood there looking in my direction. It was right in my headlights, and I was able to make out what it looked like. It had a large, black body, and it had no hair on its face. But it did have some around its neck and down the middle of its chest. I could make out 2 very angry yellow eyes and this snout, almost dog-like, but still scrunched up like a pig. Its teeth were jagged and didn't seem to fit in its mouth. It seemed to have these very long arms which hung past its knees. This creature just stood there looking at me. I didn't know what it wanted, but it didn't look happy. It stood there staring at me, and I just had this reaction of honking my horn, and then it turned and got on all fours and started taking off towards the bear. I had my windows down so I could hear it chasing after the bear, and then I heard this loud yelp. I put my car in drive and I started heading back to the ranger station. My radio came alive again after about a mile, and dispatch asked me if I was all right. I had never answered the last few calls because the radio was acting up. I told them exactly what I saw, and there was another ranger who spotted something similar. We shut down a few trails for about a week and a half and continued to investigate, but we never found anything in that investigation, so we had to reopen the trails. This was by far the strangest thing that's ever happened to me on the job. This account comes from John, who worked at the Allegheny National Forest, and he discovered something very unexpected while out on patrol. Here's how John describes it. I was out on patrol my first year working in the Allegheny National Forest. I was driving along the road in the middle of nowhere when something just caught my eye. It looked like a dead deer laying on the side of the road with its back to me. But as I got closer, it became more and more clear that it wasn't a deer. It was a human being. I drove up to within 20 feet of the body, and it was laying on its side with its back facing me. The first thing I noticed was there was flies everywhere. Must have been 1,000 of them, just crawling all over this guy's hair, his eyes, nose, and mouth. It was pretty nasty. He had on this blue jean jacket with jeans, and one leg was cut off above his knee. He had tennis shoes on with these white socks pulled up just below his knees. His skin color was this grayish blue, like he had been dead for quite some time. As I looked at this man, all I could see was this small hole in the shoulder area of his jacket, like something poked through. It looked like a bullet hole. It was about 1.5 inches wide, and it looked like it torn through his jacket that he was wearing. I wondered if maybe someone shot him and left him there thinking he was dead, only to die later from his wounds. I called in the dispatch, reporting what little information I could gather at this point, including my location coordinates. It wasn't long before the police showed up with an ambulance. I was asked to step back so they could do their jobs, and I did. The ambulance crew came over with a stretcher and loaded the body up on it, and the police officer told me that he had been dead for at least a week or two. The police officer asked me several questions, and I told him basically what just had happened is I stumbled upon him when I was driving on patrol, and as I got closer to the body, I just saw that he had a hole piercing his jacket on his right shoulder. He looked all around the area where the body was laying, but he didn't find anything out of place, so they put yellow crime scene tape around everything and started their investigation, and I drove back to the ranger station. I later found out that the man was indeed shot, but they never had a suspect. As far as I know, the case is still open. That was definitely one of the crazier things that I've encountered while working for the National Park Service. This last account comes from Manny, who found something living in Zion National Park that wasn't supposed to be there. Here's what he had to say. I worked at Zion National Park in Utah. One warm afternoon, I was patrolling a rather desolate area of the park. I didn't normally go this way because people stayed more towards the open airfields and the higher elevations. This was a low area in the park called Coal Pits Wash, and the brush and the trees were not suitable for the everyday park goer. As I came down the path above the wash, I noticed something that I've never seen before. There was a small makeshift wooden shed down below. I was stunned at first when I first saw it. I thought it was something that the Parks Department had just thrown up there to clean out the area. That was until I noticed some movement inside. I radioed into the station and was told there should be no shed out there. So I decided to move closer and investigate. Someone may have been trying to live in the park illegally, but I don't think anybody could live in this little shed. I started making my way towards this shed. My radio crackled again. The ranger station was telling me to approach with caution. As I got closer to this shed, someone in there started banging on the walls and it yelled out this very loud, like angry sound. I drew my weapon and I approached the door of the shed. The door had a small hole in it and I peered through it to see if I could make out what was inside. Maybe it wasn't a human at all. Maybe it was just an animal trapped. As I put my eye to the hole, I saw shadows moving, and then this wide black eyeball with the white of it all bloodshot popped right up, staring right back at me. The door swung open and this older gentleman stepped out. He was dressed like a hobo clown, but he had no makeup on. His eyes wouldn't blink as I stared back at him. There were rings around his eyes and his face was filthy. He grinned his crooked grin with missing teeth, but the teeth that he did have were all like sharp. He started laughing really loudly and stepped towards me. I stepped back and I pointed my weapon at him. I told him to get on the ground, but he wouldn't listen. So I radioed in for backup. Within about 10 minutes, a few other rangers showed up and it took three of us to apprehend this man. I don't know how long this guy was living in the park or what he was doing out there. I never really followed up after he got out of jail, but that was definitely the craziest thing I've ever experienced working there.